Okay, Israel is conquering the promised land. They've taken Jericho. They've taken Ai. And everyone is melting with fear. All of them. And the Gibeonites devise a plan. And we read this story, so I won't tell it all again. They come looking like they've traveled from far away, all beat up, and deceive the leadership of Israel. And the Bible, in the text, says that they bought it, basically. They looked at the evidence, and it all added up, and they bought it. And so they created a treaty with the Gibeonites that they would not be killed. Of course, that wasn't the original plan that the Lord had given. They were a people that were marked for destruction by God. And yet they made this treaty. The interesting thing about this is that the Bible says clearly that they didn't consult God about this. They made a decision on their own based on what they were seeing. All right, and then the rest of what we read today is the conquest of the rest of the promised land. They just went from one area, one town, one king to the next, taking the land completely and utterly. Gibeonites are in a treaty, so they've been basically made forced labor. But this is going to come back to haunt them. God was wiping out the land completely, absolutely, and utterly, and establishing his land with his people. Because the land had been given opportunity and had continued to serve other gods. So the promised land was being given as a complete and utter pure land of God for his people, for him to dwell in, for him to instruct. And from there they would never suffer hardship again. It was the promised land. All they had to do was obey. And they made a grave tactical error here. Because these people who serve other gods have been left to commingle. This isn't going to work out good. And we'll get to that as we do. But it's important for us. Because the principle of it is absolutely as true right now as it was then. In two ways. Number one, whatever we let to commingle in our lives that is ungodly will eventually lead us down the wrong path. Whether it leads us to absolute destruction or not, it depends on our systematic decisions, whether we return to God or not. But whatever we allow to mix that is ungodly, and I'm not talking about cultural things. I mean, I think for each of us, that is an individual assessment. The Holy Spirit is very, very clear with us when we ask him. I mean, we were given the God-given sense of conscience. Whatever will cause us to sin is ungodly and eventually will lead us down the path of destruction. The other thing is that they made a deal. They made a deal with these people, a treaty to live in peace, and they didn't consult God. God isn't into making deals with the enemy. Our enemy will make deals all day long with us. Hey, I'll leave you alone in this area if you'll just back off in this other area. Or hey, I'll trade you this for this. Anything that can cause us to be ineffective in any way is a victory for the enemy. No deals. Deals lead to poor decisions. Deals lead to the instability of the foundations of our faith.